We are learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Mishnah Meha. We learned in the Mishnah, we'll give the example of this case, where we have a person, let's say Reuven, who's Mekadosh one of two sisters. He goes over to Rachel and Leah, and Mekadosh one of them, we're not sure which one is his wife. And he dies, and Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. So halacha is that Lechatchila, Shimon and Levi should give, one gives chalitza to, let's say, Rachel, and then Levi could do yibum amalav shach. Because if Rachel was, that's the first one, was Reuven's wife, she got chalitza ready, and therefore Leah, the sister, is not a chayis zikukasa anymore. Because already Shimon took care of that yibum, that ziko with chalitza. And if Rachel was not Reuven's wife, really Leah's Reuven's wife, so not a problem either, because Levi's doing yibum now, therefore it's not a problem. So the halacha is, they first do chalitza, and they take off any tzad of zika, of achayis zikasa, and then Levi can do yibum. But the Mishnah says, let's say Levi didn't wait till Shimon did chalitza, just Levi went ahead right away and married, Shimon and Levi both married Rachel and Leah. So Peshas, when they got married, was achayis zikasa. So halacha is, that kamavakatsu ematsim yadam. You don't make them divorce their wives. And the kasha is from the Mishnah in the beginning of Dalet Achim. Maishnom hadetnan, arba achem, shnayim mehem nesum shtei achoyes. You have four brothers, two of them married two sisters, umesu, and Reuven and Shimon died. Reuven and Shimon married Rachel Leah. And here they have two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, sumesu and asunas achoyes. Hare elu cholsois blemis yavmais. The halacha is that those two wives, Rachel Leah, cannot do yibum at all to Levi and Yehuda. That means even if Levi does chalitza first to Rachel, still Yehuda cannot marry the other wife, cannot marry Leah. That's the halacha. Both have to do chalitza no yibum. So the kash is, why here do you say chalitza lemis yavmais? And in our Mishnah you say one could do chalitza no yibum. And kasha number two is, so that's the way Tosfos learns the Gemara's kasha. Rashi learns the kasha is, if you go further in that Mishnah, it says, Vim kodmu v'kontzu, if they went ahead and married the two sisters, Levi and Yehuda, the halach is that they have to be yaitzi. And here it says, kodmu v'kontzu, emetzi miyodom. So really, there's two kashas from this Mishnah. It's not like our Mishnah. That Mishnah is a voyeur. First of all, neither one could do yibum. They both have to do chalitza. And also, if they go ahead and marry, metzi miyodom. So what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you a teretz. Hachi hashta. Hosom. That means there's really a machlokes over there, beginning of Parag Gimel. Why can't Levi and Yehuda each take one wife and say, you know, I'm marrying Reuben's wife and you're marrying Shimon's wife? There's not even a suffix. Let Levi say, I'm marrying Reuben's wife, Rachel, and Yehuda saying, I'm marrying Shimon's wife, Leah. Why can't they do it? So the reason they can't do it is because since they're all brothers. So when Levi goes ahead and wants to do yibum to Rachel, he's marrying his achoyis zikukasa. You're right, this one belongs to him because it's a yivama. She is yivama to him, but she's also a sister of a different yivama. The other one's also yivama to her. So the achoyis zikukasa, and we hold yesh zika. Now, that's the problem. And or, the other way to learn is, they're even called ein zika, it's also a different problem. So the new problem, also vata mitzvah yivmin. If you allow Levi to do Yibum HaRachel, what might happen? Yehuda might die. And now, Leah will be left with no chalitza no Yibum. Why? Because since Levi's married to Rachel already, so now Leah is a chos ishtoi, and she'll go out without mitzvah Yibum. So therefore, they cannot do Yibum. And what happens if, so therefore the halacha is, he can never do Yibum. He can't do Yibum. Why can't just one do chalitza and then let the next one do yibum afterwards? Let first Levi do chalitza to Rachel. You're right, Levi can't marry Rachel because achayis zikasa. Let him do chalitza to Rachel. So Rachel's out of the picture now. Now Yehuda can marry Leah. What's the problem? It's the zika's off. So that Rashi explains, since Bishas, when Reuben died and Shimon died, those two were usher on them because of yesh zika, let's say, or because of usher levata mitzvah yivmin. Therefore, it becomes Nesra. Once Isha becomes Nesra, Eshach becomes Nesra, it's Nesra Elamas. Because it's considered like Eshach Shesh Leibonim. That means your wife, your brother's wife, is really us to you. It's only Mutta Mitzazibim. Once there's no Mitzazibim on that, it becomes Nesra Elamas. It becomes Asra Elam. And therefore, even after Levi takes care of the Zika of one of them, Yehuda cannot do Yibim on the other sister. Why not? Because there's still there's still a Nesra. It was Nesra when Reuben and Shimon died. So that's all over there in that case here. The difference in our case is that here, Rachel and Leah are not both Eishes Achs. Only one of them is. Therefore, once Shimon takes care of the Zika of Rachel, so then Leah is Mutter Manavshach. If Leah was the Yavama, so Leah is Mutter, no problem. If Leah is not the Yavama, so there was never a Nesra on Leah. You're right, Leah was Osir, Kozman Rachel didn't have a Chalitza because Achoyz is Kozai. But she was never a Nesra. She was never a Nesra. Because she was not an Eishes Ach. She's not her brother's wife. She's Stam, a fremde lady who's a sister of Yizika. But she's not a brother's wife. That's the difference in two cases. The case of Dalar Achim is Reuven and Shimon both have wives and they're both brothers of Levi Yehuda. So they're all Eishes Achs over there. Both sisters are Eishes Ach. Here, only one of the two sisters are Eishes Ach, and therefore, there's no Nesra whatsoever, and therefore, it's possible to do Chalitza one, and then you're neutralizing that Zika if there's a Zika there, and then you can marry Rachel, then you can marry Leah, Manavshach, because there's never a Nesra there since it wasn't an Eishes Ach. Even on the tzad, that by the beginning, Leah was also as Chayzik Kosoi, but there's not a Nesra there, it's not an Eishes Ach. By the case in the next parak, once it's a Chayzik Zika, says there's no Yibum, then it becomes an Eishes Ach, Shesh Leibonim. It's a brother's wife that has children. Akaponim, that's the chilik. Why there it's chilat says levis yavem is here to chilitz ad yibum, and I regarding the taina I or the ma'aser that went ahead kamu v'kansu says our mishnah emet simiyad. The ma'aser this is even wrong. If they went ahead before chalitza and they both married the rochel leah lechayr it's a chayzu kasa. So he says that's not a taina either. Why not? Hakol kochad v'chad emar di day kamus family. Each one can taina. What do you mean? I'm marrying my yavama. This is my yavama, and therefore it's not a taina that they're either. Like the chayzu kasa, because vayis deketaina, this is my yavamu. You know, maybe it is a suffix. Definitely can't be mitzi then. Zok the gemara vayta two dots. It says in the mishnah konvu v'konzu emetzi miyadam. This case is the case where he had two people. He had Reuven and Gimple that married either Rachel or Leah. We're not sure which one, and they both had two brothers. So halacha is that if Reuven's two brothers do chalitza to both of them, and now the two women are in front of Gimple's brothers. Gimple's brothers, Baron and Shmerel, the halach is, one does chalitza, the other does even manavshach. What happens? They both go and marry both of them. The halach is, the imetzi miyadam. Even though one of them for sure is a chalutza, because one of them for sure belongs to Reuven, and they both did, the brothers did chalitza there. So one's for sure a chalutza. So zok the Gemara, filo shneim kahanim. Even Baron and Shmerel, both kahanim, and lands up one of them for sure married a chalutza, still, you're not metzi miyadam. My timer, chalutza, the issa chalutza to a koyin, we know grusha is a lav to a koyin, chalutza is only the rabbanon. Why the chalutza rabbanon? Who? He, the sofik chalutza goes to rabbanon. And lemaisa, each of his kahanim are only married to sofik chalutza. One of them sure is married to chalutza, we don't know which one, sofik chalutza goes to rabbanon. Break the gemara, chalutza to rabbanon, is chalutza only the rabbanon, but a timer to the braisa, grusha, ingli ala grusha, chalutza menain. It says to the braisa, we know that it says by a koyin, I'll read it from the middle of the pasuk. It says, "Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu," that a kohen is now marry a grusha. So the bright says, "You only know someone who's divorced can marry a kohen." How do you know a chalutza? Someone who got chalitza means she's only a amana, but her husband died without her children, so she needed chalitza. How do you know this chalutza also to a kohen? Tamalema ve'isha extra vav. So you see, the chalutza is the raisa. Why is saying chalutza only the rabbanon? Everything we know, it's midrash rabbanon. The cross, math, v'alma. This pasuk of Ve'isha, the extra vav, when darshaning is only a drasha the rabbanon, it's only a smachta, and the avad, it's only chalutz, it's only the rabbanon. Ad kan, the mishnah of Mekadesh Echad Mishtei Achayitz. New mishnah. Zok the mishnah, mitzvah begodol liyavim. You know who has the mitzvah of doing yivim? The oldest boy. The oldest boy, Reuven dies, and he has a bunch of brothers. The old mitzvah is the godol do yivim. Vim kodam katan, if the katan himself, the younger brother, goes ahead and does yivim zacha, it works. It's not ma'akev, but the mitzvah is for the gal to yivim. Zok the Gemara, what's the makar for this? Tanan Rabbanan. The pasuk says, after kiyesh v'achim yachtav, the pasuk says, v'hoya abachar asher teileid, yokum ashem achiv hameis. Now people who learn the pasuk think the taitch is like this. V'hoya abachar asher teileid, when the person does yibum, the firstborn that's born, yokum ashem achiv, you name him for the brother who died. Lo yimach ha'shmai mi'yisrael. For our Gemara doesn't say it's a complete mistake how to read this pasuk, even though that's the pasuk shot, it sounds like. But here we say mikra yotzei v'pshuta, and this way dash the pasuk. Tana Rabbanan v'hoya bechor mekancha mitzvah begadol yavam. Learn from our pasuk v'hoya bechor means that it says kiyeshu achmi yachtov, and once someone's do yavam yava eleha, who should do it? The bechor. The bechor mekancha mitzvah begadol yavam. The mitzvah is the bechor does yavam. Asha teled. The pasuk says vayit v'hoya bechor asha teled. Asha teled prala islandus. Shayin led us that if this Yavama was an islandess, there's no din Yibum, the part of Yibum. It's only if she can give birth. Shayin Pratle Shayin led us. Yaakov Hashem Achiv. It says Yaakov Hashem Achiv, which means that the brother, this brother who does Yibum, gets the Nachla, is Yerish, this brother who died. He gets all his possessions. That's what from Yaakov Hashem Achiv. Yaakov Hashem Achiv usually you think means you give the name of. You give your boy's name like the mace, like the one who died. Yaakov Hashem Nachla means for Yerusha. Ataimel Nachla in El L'Shem may means you call the child the name of the deceased. Yosef Kernos, Yosef Yefanim Kernos Yechanan. Maybe you call him the name. So he says no. Nema we can drasha. Nema kan Yaakov Hashem Achlav. Here it says Lashon Yaakov Hashem Achlav. Nema Halon. It says in a different place in the pasuk of Nachla. It says there Al Shem Achem Yikaru. That's what it says in the pasuk where Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef that you're going to have two shvatim, and any other shvatim that are born are included. Any other children that are born to Yosef are included in those shvatim. So it says, "Al Shem Echem Yikar Menachlosam." You see, it has to do with Nachlo. Hashem Amar Lahal Nachlo. Hashem Amar Kam Menachlo. So you see, the pasuk when it says Yaakov Hashem Achiv means Nachlo, and V'lo Yimachos Shmayim Yisrael. We darshin to mean that Pratlas Sris Shmayim Achlo. If the person who died, the mace who died is a Sris. The halacha is that wife is part of Yibum. It's only someone who had a Shemay, so that it was going to be now, we're going to make it Machui now. But it was Machui in the Betchila, which means he's never going to have children anyway, then there's no din to not to be Machui Shemay in Yisrael. Akapodim, that's how the Brisa darshens this pasuk, and it's not Kapshutai. Like Rava says, I'm a Rava. Usually a pasuk, there's a pasuk shot in the pasuk. Here a pasuk sounds like Yaakov Hashem Achiv. You give him the name, you always think by Yibum, you give the baby the name of the brother who died. Is that what it means? Even though usually Emek Yitzvah Hocho, Asoy Gzer Shavah, the Gzer Shavah of Al Shem Achehem, Afikte Mepash Legamre. It takes away the pasuk shot. So Gemara has a question. Vilav Gzer Shavah, have a mean of Shem Amish? Well, Gzer Shavah, you would attach the pasuk to mean, it means you give him the name of the mace. Does that make sense? Lamanka Mahazad, you can't read it into the pasuk, Gemara is asking. Lamanka Mahazad Rachmana. Who's Rachmana talking to when it says, who are we talking to? Lamanka Mahazad Rachmana. Ili Yavam, if you're telling the Yavam, by the way, when you have a baby, name after your brother. Don't say Yaakov, it shouldn't say Yaakov Hashem Achiv. Hashem Achicha, we're talking to the Yavam. Say, by the way, when you have a baby, name after your brother. Achicha, just say. Yaakov Hashem Achicha, my brother. Ili Beidino, if we're talking about a Bezdin, if we're talking about the Bezdin, Yaakov Hashem Achi Avim Bayale, which if we're talking to Bezdin, saying Bezdin, give him a name after his after the mace, you say give him after his father's brother, after his uncle. That's you have to give the name. That's what you say. Hashem Achi Avim. What's Hashem Achim? So the Gemara says. So Gemara says, no, I would attach like this. The Mahalach Kamalu Rachmana LeBezdin. This is what Torah is telling Bezdin. Tell Bezdin to tell the Yavam, Amrle Yavam, Yaakov Hashem Achim, to name after his brother. Kids, you would have fixed it. You would have fitted it into the pasuk shot. Elo, so Gzeres Shava fikta legamri. Gzeres Shava comes and says, "You know, it's talking about nachalo, and it's not talking about giving the name of the baby like the mace." Zot Maravait. We learn from the pasuk of Hoya Bechor that who's the mitzvah of Yibum? It's a mitzvah on the Bechor. So Zot the Gemara. We're going to have a whole discussion now in the drasha of Hoya Bechor. If it has to be dafka or Bechor, or even a different oldest boy or different boys. Hash the Amrit Kra, Megadol, Ksiv. Now we're saying the pasuk Megadol, Eimah Bechar Liyavim, Pasuk Liyavim. Maybe you learn the pasuk simply like this. Vahei Bechar Shteile, the only din Yibum is only by Bechar. Maybe there's no Bechar, there's no Yibum. So how do you know Taka is even by a pasuk, by a non-Bechar? Maybe only if the Bechar is around is there Yibum. But maybe if the Bechar dies, for example, there's no Yibum. It says only Vahei Bechar Shteile. So the Gemara in Cain, if that was the case, that only a Bechor could do Yibum, why do you need a miut We know that a brother is born after the mace, after the mace dies, cannot do yibum. And we have just meet in the pasuk, Yeshua achem yachtav, when Yeshua and the brothers are together in the same world. What do you need that miyat for? Stam azai. The brother was born afterwards, not a bechar. And if only a bechar has yibum, so what do you need a miyat for Yeshua achem yachtav? Elamai, avada, a different brother could do yibum. And that's why you need a special miyat for Yeshua achem yachtav. Parach Ravacha asked, maybe Avada, only a Bechar does Yibam. Only a Bechar does Yibam. Maybe the Miyat for Eshes Ach Shlo Yev Lama is a case where the kid being born now is a Bechar to the mother at least, so it's a Bechar. So the Gemara, no. A Bechar to the mother never does Yibam because it has to be a brother from the father, not a brother from the mother. You can't say that. Why? Therefore, a brother from the aim, from the mother side, it never does even at all. So, lemaisa, it's a raya from Eishach Shavalamai that even though it's not a bechor, avad is din yibum. I'll tell you a little different. I'll tweak it. If there's a bechor in the world, the sky is yibum. But there's no Bechor, and then even Mitzvim with a younger brother, like Eish Dach Shoyev Lama, doesn't need a Miyat. But Kilek HaBechor, maybe there's no Bechor at all in the world, Lois Eskai Mitzvim at all. There shouldn't be a Pasuk of him at all. On my cross, the Gemara ends like this, on my cross, Pasuk has a Meis Echa Mehem. Mila asking the Mitzvah Bechor, it says, one of the brothers died, and you do Yibu. Aren't we talking about even the Bechor died? Baruch Mala Yabim, La'abim Katan, and Bechor says, and the Torah says, that the Katan would do Yibu. For example, the Eish Dach Shoyev Lama would have done Yibu, if not for the Miyat. So you see that there's Nevada, even no Bechor in the world, there is Yibam, because who said the Bechor didn't die? Maybe Meis Echem means the Miskaton. And the Torah said the Bechor should do Yibam. And so we know that it has to be that there's a Katon who's around over here. If there's Meis Echem, there's another Katon who's after that, so Avada has to be the case where the Bechor dies. So the Gemara like this, I'll tell you like this. If there's no Bechor, then the Katon does it, it works. But maybe, I'm asking new cash now, maybe the Ika Bechor, Kodom Katon Zacha. Says maybe, when there's a Bechor, maybe the younger brother is not allowed to do Yibam. We said in the Mishnah, That if
a brother from the father.
No, yeah, that's sure. The Mishnah said that who does Yibam? The Gadol, the Bechor. The Mishnah says, but if a younger brother does Yibam, it works. Now, how do we know the Bechor has to Yibam? Because Vahaya Bechor? Maybe Allah is, only the Bechor is allowed to Yibam. Maybe a younger brother is not allowed to Yibam, maybe. Who said it? Younger brother to Yibam? Maybe only, you're right, there's no Bechor, then the younger brother could Yibam. But if there's a Bechor, but Mokim HaBechor, could a younger brother Yibam? Maybe not. How do you know if there's a Bechor around that a younger brother allowed to Yibam? How do you know that? So tomorrow, Makra, Ki Yeshva Achim Yachtov, Hukshay Shivas Achim Zelazah. There's a Hekish brothers Zelazah. And just like the older brother could Yibam, the younger brother could Yibam as well. Freighting Marakash like this. Maybe Dafka Bechor, then you look for the oldest. The oldest is the Bechor. He like a bechor. Maybe there's no bechor. In choizim it's a gadol. Maybe you don't look dafka for the gadol. And this has two nafkaminas. First of all, the halacha after you pass on to the bechor, do you go to the next oldest? Also, the halacha is that when there's a bechor, if no one else wants to do yibum, the buck ends by the bechor. The bechor has to do something. Either chalitza yibum, he has to take care of it. Is that there is the same responsibility on a gadol also, the older than the next one, or it's only a bechor? So Mar says, maybe you would say, only a Bechor has his din, that he's the first in line, and he has the responsibility. But maybe, Kileka Bechor in Chayetz Yitzigadol, Aloma Tani Abaye Kshisha, why did Abaye, the elder, say, Mitzvah Begodol Liyabim, the mitzvah is the Begodol Duyivim, Loi Rotz HaHechem Eitzah Ochav HaKotan, which Rashi and Tosafot learn, it means the next brother in line, Loi Rotz HaChayetz Yitzigadol, and if none of them want, they go back to the Godol. So you see from this Abaye, since HaHechem Eitzah Ochav HaKotan, means the next in line, you see there is an Indian, there is a uniqueness to the next oldest brother as well. And where do you know that from? So the Gemara, it's a Svara. That is the oldest makes him responsible. Not dafka because of Bechor, because we saw in the Gemara before that even other brothers are chayv and yibum, so it's not dafka because of Bechor, because it's the eldest that makes him responsible. Af godol, glos, the Agad also, his godless is garment. Maybe only for Bechor does Yibum, he gets his brother's possessions. Lishkol Nachla. He gets his brother's Yerusha, his brother's possessions. But maybe Kimi Yavim Pashut, when a Pashut does Yibum, Le Lishkol Nachla. Because the Pasuk says, V'hoye Bechor Ashutei, Le Yaakov Hashem Achav. Mashut Afgad Bechor takes the brother's possessions. Amakra, Yaakov Hashem Achav Erekam. And Lamai say, he took over his brother's name, and that gives him the Nachla. V'al Bechor, the Kara Rachman Almai Hilchus. So what's in the Geya that we call him a Bechor? Zakat Gemara Le Grei Usa. It makes it worse for him. So what Taishwe Rashi says it, Rashi learns, not only do you get the mace, the brother's possessions, you also get his chalik in the father's Yerusha. The father subsequently dies afterwards, you get his chalik in your father's Yerusha. Now we know it's a din like Pishnaim, you get like a Pishnaim. Pishnaim, the lach is, you only get what the father has, Vishas Misa, in stock. But something that's only, it's only projected, which means the loan's coming in, that everyone splits evenly. So the same thing here, this Bechor takes over his brother's Yerusha, and takes over his brother's Yerusha from the father, he only gets Muchzik and not Royu. Just like a Bechor, that's Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn a little different. Other Rishonim learn that he only if Yaakov dies first, and the mace already was alive, Bashas, when Yaakov died, just they didn't split the Yerusha, then the brother who does Yibum gets his Yerusha. But Royu means, if Yaakov dies afterwards, that's Royu, then he does not get the mace's chelek in the father's possessions. That's what it means, Royu. Anything that happens afterwards, you get the possessions. That's all the Rishonim learn, not like Rashi, but Akaponim, that's what comes out. Akaponim, the Bechor is mitzvahs first, then the other brother could do Yibum, and the Lach is, everyone gets, they get the, whoever does Yibum gets the Yerusha of the brother, and even get the Yerusha of the father, according to Rashi, but according to all the Rishonim, it's only if the father dies first, does he get that chelek in the Yerusha.